This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Barack Obama had his say on race. Now Condi's jumped into the mix. Our web producer, Jeffrey Bennett, is here to explain. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So in an interview last week, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said the U.S. still has trouble dealing with race because of a national, quote, birth defect. What's been the response to what she said online?
Well, generally, people on our blog agreed with what she said but took issue with her politics. So to sum up, in this interview, Rice said Africans and Europeans founded this country together, Europeans by choice and Africans in chains. That particular birth defect makes it hard for us to confront it. So we talked about her comments and asked the larger question, what will Rice's legacy be? A reader using the alias BC Planning wrote, unfortunately for Rice, I think a lot of people in the black community are going to remember her for shopping for shoes in New York City as New Orleans was drowning during Hurricane Katrina. So there you have it.
There you go. That's a little sharp.
Yeah.
That interview led to a slip-up for CNN anchor Lou Dobbs, perpetually red in the face about something. Tell us about that.
Well, the same day that interview was published, Lou Dobbs talked about it on his show, and he said the problem isn't the problem in the country isn't race. It's the people who talk about race. And then he said this.
And to hear a politician, whoever it may be, talk about how difficult it is to talk about race, well, the heck with them. We're living with the issue of race. We've got to be able to talk about it. And I can guarantee you this, not a single one of these these just ridiculous politicians should be the moderator on the issue of race.
Well, now.
Yeah, exactly. Cotton.
Right. So a lot of people who heard that thought he almost said cotton picking. And a lot of people think that's a racially charged term. And though several bloggers were quick to call Dobbs out, on our blog, people gave him the benefit of the doubt. One reader named Ted said everyone is wasting time looking for so-called racial bias. Another reader named Evelyn wrote Dobbs was merely attempting to use the words as a replacement for using profanity. Whatever the case, it doesn't make it any less funny.
So what else is going on our News and Views blog?
Tyler Perry. People always have stuff to say about Tyler Perry. The Hollywood Reporter wrote a front page piece asking if he didn't yet have crossover appeal and why he didn't have it. They said, how black is too black for broader acceptance? And Lolita Amos wrote the best quote, I have to say. She wrote, funny thing is this, no one would have dared continue to say the same thing about a show like Friends, which showed in New York where there were no people of color, anywhere in one of the most diverse cities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And our friends at AOL Black Voices have an in-depth interview with Tyler Perry that can be found at our blog, NPR News and Views.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from our studios at NPR West.